sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 edition. Cliff Tellini responding to my questions. 23 years since him and his wife have had a vacation. He says the cure for higher beef prices is higher prices. There needs to be a reset. There needs to be a reset for this high-quality beef that we have here in the United States, especially if you buy it locally from your local beef farmer like Cliff over in Onaway. This beef is 10 times better than what you can get at the stores, what you can get at Costco or Meijer, number one. Number two, look at the price of everything else. Did you know a brand new 2025 GMC heavy-duty pickup truck is over $80,000? A pickup truck. We're not talking, you know, a Cadillac luxury high-performance sedan. We're not talking about a BMW. We're not talking about Mercedes. We're talking about an American-made pickup truck. 80 grand. Your cell phones. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You got to put things into perspective, people. And honestly, I don't think Donald Trump's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins knows a damn thing about farming, knows anything about the market of the beef industry. So, and I'm not going to eat, with all due respect, Mr. President, I'm not going to eat foreign beef. If it doesn't say product of the USA, I'm not buying it. That labeling should have been there years ago. Actually, I think you need a label as to where the product comes from. Country of origin. Put a label on there. Made in Mexico. Product of Mexico. Product of Argentina. Product of the USA. Let the consumer decide which beef they want to buy. Supply and demand, it's very simple. We'll fix everything. So basically, just let it alone. Let the market dictate it. Now we're going to move on. We got another story that I looked at last night. I followed up on it again this morning just to double check on things. And I got to tell you, it's absolutely amazing how this is happening in our state going forward with all these bills that we've been talking about. Well, late yesterday afternoon, MERS News Service came out with their quote of the day. State Representative Donovan McKinney, Democrat of Detroit, is lining up his argument about how people of color face implicit biases in dealing with law enforcement officers. Most folks will know I'm a jolly-go-lucky guy. Ain't nothing dangerous about me. But they're going to try to claim that there is a problem. There is a problem in the situation when it comes to bias among law enforcement. Racial profiling. Okay, for the record, most of you know this, I am not a black man. I'm an old white guy. Gray beard and everything. I've never been black. I never identified as being black. And I have no idea what it is to be a black person in America. But I got to tell you, this race card is starting to get really, really, really old. That's all I'm going to say. You can line up your arguments all you want about people of color facing all these biases from law enforcement officers. You've been dealing with this problem for years. So what's the solution? Officers go through training. Honestly, most of the police officers I know, they don't care whether you're black, white, Asian, Mexican. It doesn't matter. You break the law, you're going to get pulled over. It's that simple. So why he's bringing this up and why is MERS News Service giving him quote of the day on it? Just amazing. Absolutely amazing as far as I'm concerned. Now, there is an interesting dynamic happening up in the UP. I want to get into this story. We got a lot of quick hitters for you today. Ed McBroom, long-term rhino up in the UP, is term limited out. Well, local state representative Dave Preston of Cedar River announced today that he's running next year in the Upper Peninsula Bay's 38th Senate District. Just less than 24 hours after former state representative Beau LaFave announced for the seat. I'm going to be perfectly clear on this. I don't know Dave Preston. I don't know anything about his voting record. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know what his values are. I don't know what his principles are. I am going to personally endorse Dave Preston to be the next senator for the 38th Senate District. Now that I know Beau LaFave is running, absolutely not. The people of the 38th Senate District, if you're listening, if you care, if you're a fiscal conservative, a constitutional conservative, a Christian conservative, doesn't matter. Dave Preston has my endorsement. Now, behind the scenes, LaFave has been lobbying for the Senate practically since the day he was term limited out of his House seat back in 2022. So Preston's entrance in the race with the support of the current Senator Ed McBroom himself, along with State Representative Carl Bonack of Negaunee and State Representative Greg McKinnon of Hancock. Well, Greg McKinnon is LaFave's current boss. All of this is quite notable. Republican Upper Peninsula lawmakers are a very tight-knit group. A split of this nature among them is highly unusual. However, concerns that the bombastic, polarizing LaFave could hurt Bonack's re-election in the competitive 109th House District was mentioned by one insider as being an issue. This wasn't mentioned in the official comments, however. What was noted was the work Preston, who is a first responder, a small business owner, and has done a ton of work on energy and healthcare issues, two areas that are of deep interest to UPers. McBroom, the current state senator, who I've very rarely ever agreed with, said Dave Preston has proven time and time again that he's a strong voice for the people of the Upper Peninsula. After working alongside him for years, I know that he's pragmatic, grounded, and committed to solving real problems impacting the UP. Dave is unquestionably the best choice for this job. Well, I want to stop for just a 1 second to officially announce that hell has completely frozen over. I never thought I'd see the day that me and Ed McBroom would be endorsing the same candidate. But it's happened. So stop the clocks. Take a moment of silence. It has happened. Trucker Randy and Ed McBroom agree on an endorsement. The other state representative, Mark Cannon, said Dave brings a serious and studied approach to this job, and that sets him apart. For him, it's not about title or attention. It's all about solutions that matter the most to the people of my district. This is why I'm certain he will continue to be a powerful voice in Lansing for the Upper Peninsula, this time doing it from the state Senate. Well, MERS News Service learned that McBroom gave LaFave a heads up about the decision last week, but that didn't lessen the sting of the decision. LaFave and McBroom have been personal friends for years. Actually, LaFave has been Mark Cannon's chief of staff for the past three, ever since he was terminated out in 2022. Well, complicating the decision is that Preston hasn't been angling for the Senate for months like LaFave has. One neutral insider noted, Preston has basically skipped every political event on the calendar this summer and fall, including the Friends of the UP events. Preston has hired professional campaign firm Bright Spark, Heather Lambardini's firm, who has experience in state Senate races and competitive Republican primaries. We'll wrap this story up next segment. Inside Politics. You only hear it here on this show, nowhere else. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. The 38th Senate District up in the UP, basically the whole western part of the UP, except for, I believe, three counties, Mackinac, Chippewa, and Luce, is not viewed as a politically competitive outside of the Republican primary. McBroom won re-election in 2022 with more than 25 percentage points. LaFave attempted to run for Secretary of State 3 years ago in a party-run Republican precinct delegate convention and lost to Christina Caramo. Another Republican running is Chris Reynolds, a social studies teacher and high school football coach at Mid Peninsula School District in Delta County. Now, Dave Preston won in a four-person Republican primary with 43% of the vote during the summer of 2022. Preston has spent 4 years serving on the Menominee County Board of Commissioners, 9 years on the Alger Delta Electrical Cooperative Board of Directors, and overseeing Energy Cooperative with more than 10,000 UP members. So he's got some experience when it comes to electric power and electricity costs. Dave has also volunteered as a paramedic and firefighter for the last 15 years. Sounds like a great guy. I'd like to know what his position is on the Second Amendment, because Ed McBroom got an F from the NRA in previous elections. So let's see where they come out on Preston. Very, very interesting. Well, one of the last points of this story, and it's kind of interesting, you have to look at term limits. Because term limits plays a factor in the election of the next senator. One of the things you have to understand is that this race could come down to people understanding that LaFave could very easily run based on the new term limit laws. He could run for Preston's seat and serve 6 more years. Why? Because when he was term limited out in 2022, term limits were expanded. And so here's the way that breaks down. If LaFave was convinced to run for president's House seat, he could serve 6 years more in the House because of the new term limit law. Now, if, even though his heart was set on the Senate, he could only serve 1 4-year term because of the new term limit laws, he would still be limited to 12 years of service. Well, he's already served 6 in the House. 1 more term in the Senate is 4 years. That's 10. He could not run for re-election. Preston could serve 2 terms in the Senate. So that's something that the Upers are going to have to look at. Do we want a strong representative that's now going to be our state senator for 8 years? Or do we want LaFave for 4? Pretty interesting dynamic. Well, on social media, LaFave told those watching this race to replace Senator McBroom, "Remember, I was born here. I was raised here. And I'm willing to die defending it." Getting a little melodramatic, aren't we, Bo? So it's going to be very interesting. But I got to tell you, with an incumbent sitting state senator who's term limited out, endorsing you to replace him, along with others, state representatives from the area, and Trucker Randy's endorsement, he's got all the bases covered. Because I bring all the constitutional conservative patriots to vote for him. And McBroom brings all the establishment rhino folks. LaFave, drop out and run for state house. You're not going to win the Senate. You can only serve 1 term anyway. So just run for president's seat. Serve 6 more years in the House, and then we can be done with you. Because of term limits, he can only serve 12 years. He's never going to go to Congress in Washington. So once and for all, just go ahead and be a controversial, bombastic little jerk that you are and run for the House. That's my opinion, not the opinion of this radio station or this show. Amazing, absolutely amazing. And you remember a few years ago, I got in a little trouble endorsing the Democrat against Ed McBroom. Well, this time I'm endorsing a Republican. So all you Republicans can calm down. We've got some other stories to talk about today. Hour number 2 of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
The Good Words Book for Success by Rick.